I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Robbie Cano getting popped. The bust ruins his reputation for the time being, right? $24 million star. Your boy Bob Nightingale took some shots. We'll talk to him about that. Obviously, everyone's saying today he's toast when it comes to the Hall of Fame. And everything else, I would say at this point, I'd be willing to hold off judgment on that and reserve some time at a later date down the road a few years to decide if I think that. I think the quick knee-jerk reaction is he's finished, but I actually still believe. So if I believe Bonds will still get in, right, and we've seen that number go up, Carver High and Clemens, you're willing to say those guys allegedly do drugs and they get away with it, and somehow people said they were vilified and ostracized, and they said they'd never get into the Hall of Fame over their dead bodies, and they're close now. They're somewhat close. They're getting closer, you have to admit. So you're going to tell me 20 years from now a guy like that might not, they may not forget that and let him in?
I think that they are eventually.
Someone's going to break the seal.
They're eventually going to let these guys in. But here's the thing. Bonds, Clemens, and potentially A-Rod. We're going to put him in there, too, because he's going to be up now in, what, 3 or 4 years. He'll get on the ballot for the first time. Those three guys, you're talking about all-time
greats,
legends of the game in terms of the numbers that they put up. All-time legends.
Right.
Robbie Cano, I think, is obviously been a great player in the league, trending towards Hall of Famer for his career.
But not there yet.
But not, A, not there yet, and B, not, you know, a titan of the game.
Not in their league.
Like those three guys are, so.
In their league, but no pun intended,
if
but
you're
going to
get popped
league.
And you want to eventually be in the discussion, you need to be in the area that those three guys are
all
in.
All right, so you never see it happening.
Well, let me see those guys get in first before I even discuss anybody else.
You don't believe him, do you, about all of his excuses?
Well, come on, he didn't know what he was taking. He's, you know, he had the sniffles or whatever the deal was. You know, he didn't know.
He admitted taking the diuretic.
Yeah, he admitted taking it, saying that a doctor gave it to him. It's for a medical condition.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.